Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Daddy J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, what's up? What's up? What's up, everyone? Life after dust live. Your boy, Steady J. And this is the early edition of Life After Dust. Man, we didn't move like early today, but you know, sometimes we do it. Like, we change the time of this a tad bit. But we're glad to have y'all listening today. And everyone from Breakers Live or listening to the archives, I thank you for listening and getting the word about the show. Trying to give y'all some knowledge of what's going down today on the show. We got current title holder for the Song of the Year on Life After Dust Live Radio. My boy Nook of Hall of Fame Game will be stopping by to talk about, you know, his music styles and just why did he even support him, man? This most definitely. And also, I've been knowing him for quite a while, too. And we also talk about some of the crazy stuff that we do. We talk about some crazy stories and all that good stuff. And what we go ahead and do, because what else we do on here very well. We play great music by up-and-coming artists. So we can go ahead and drop some music. I definitely want to say, keep up over here with right now. Over here, he's over here grinding as he usually does. So most definitely, man. And a shout out to Aaron. Aaron is one of the people that's always on the show. Yeah, he was literally hard at this one not here, so that's even crazier. Like, it's hard to find good team members at this at your bay. So, man, I'm going to say, we're going to go to, let's see what I'm feeling today. Let's start it off with, I'm going to throw something like crazy at this. Let's put this Kilo Gigolo on. So my boy Goofy Bones swears up and down. It's like my theme song or whatnot. So, what's he going to do? Here we go, Kilo Gigolo. Like Cafe Dust Live, we'll be right back.
I guess it's time. Yeah. I guess you heard of my occupation.
Okay.
bad chick, rolling tight, red bone, super light, certified, I love my life, yeah, I'm the best, all the hype, yeah, I'm the pipe, see your wife, yeah, out of frame, out of sight, I made it, I'm nice, okay. I'm a beast, to a tight, okay. Watch me beat it, like Mike, okay. Watch the flames ignite, okay. Like a damn dragon fight, okay. Game over, good night, R.I.P. to the mic, now stunting on you lame, that's what I was made for, grinding, getting king, that's what I was made for, running through the game, that's what I was made for, smashing all these veins, that's what I was made for, stunting on you lame, that's what I was made for, grinding, getting king, that's what I was made for, running through the game, that's what I was made for, smashing all these veins, that's what I was made for, that's what he made for, that's what he made for,
I feel it.
That's what I'm made for.
Guns.
That's what I'm made for. That's what I'm made for. That's what he made for. G-Shot wrist piece, double G boot.
Gucci.
Phone full of hoes, pocket full of loot.
Fendi.
That's what I'm made for. Yeah, I go get it.
Get it.
You niggas pushing hand me downs, I'm not with it.
I'm not
and
with
you
it.
Can try to test me, clown, cause I'm laid back, fully automatic equipped. My bitch holding mat, call this Whopper Town. We keep them choppers round, gun them down, run them down, lay them down, sun it down. Levi's tanning the scene. Hand button up, chain see it to gleam. I'm back to the basics, shortcuts played it.
Nah.
You can't see me if you faded in the matrix. How many niggas hate it? As well as the bitches.
Bitch.
But now they fiend out.
Nah.
The bass give them instant. Fourth and 2 inches. Yeah, I'm going for it and ask for these bitches.
Bitch.
Yeah, they ask me for it.
Why you ask?
Something on you lame. That's what I was made for. Grinding, getting king. That's what I was made for. Running through the game, that's what I was made for. Smashing all these veins, that's what I was made for. Stunting on you lanes, that's what I was made for. Grinding, getting cake, that's what I was made for. Running through the game, that's what I was made for. Smashing all these veins, that's what I was made for. That's what he made for. That's what he made for. That's what I'm made for. That's what I'm made for. That's what I'm made for.
Yeah.
That's what he made for.
Certified.
Mugga Murder Mafia.
Oh. It's an epidemic.
Guard yourself when you beat. He's taking off.
Tune in to the Black Radio Report, brought to you by NHCBBA.com, on Life After Dusk, live by City J, at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
I'm going to tell you, you know, I thought there was some action in there. I'm made for that's one of the hot new tracks. Everybody showed him last week, and that was a pretty great show. So shout out to him. Overboard and Liquor being here, being the building here in the feed, along with some more Hall of Fame game. So y'all be on the lookout for that. We're going to get some more music, and we are back. So here we go. This is next track we're going to play. I'm Lloyd featuring Patti LaBelle. Let your head my pillow part two. Let's go.
I'd like to send my love out to the late Tina Marie.
Remix.
We love you. I want to send my blessings out to the wonderful Aretha Franklin.
Queen.
The queen of soul. Yeah. We're going to keep it classy. Don't fall.
Young
Lloyd. Miss Patty, what up? I see you, baby.
Let down, go. Let down, go. Trevor, I love you. I need you, honey. I
everyone, this is Miss Rare Bree, and when I'm not recording, I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot. What's up?
All right, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. It's all talking about hip hop. Probably want to jump out. You know, whenever you hear music, don't freak out. That's because it's music playing on the show too. So be calm. It is not whole music. It is part of the show. Relax. So if anyone called in, call back in. But since I'm going to go talk about a couple of things, get ready to go down while we got the time. First off, as far as going on tonight, you got a lot of big things going on. If you are in shoot, die for a period, man. You need to be out here in Denton, Texas. Rolling with your boy, Seti J. And we'll be at Bar Row. I'm holding down, and ladies are free till 12 a.m. tonight. We have special invited guest HK from Block Royalty, Drum Squad affiliated, D-Ray from DSF, from Bavoy C Lover, and a lot more to be announced. On the wheel will still be my boy, Pete, and on the mic will be Mr. YG, and yours truly, Seti J. So definitely come out and support the event. Barbie or 801 Eagle Drive. There you go. 8:10 to get in, 8:20 to drink, and we do have drinks on deck, so y'all be ready for that. So, man, it's time to go ahead and go with some more stuff, too. Yeah, man, next week, it's going to be crazy. Super Bowl weekend is next week, and everyone's been wondering about the state of Life of the Dusk. What are we going to do? I'm sorry, next week. Be on the lookout. We'll be doing the show from the Life at Dusk 24/7 station, so y'all can listen to the show from there live. And right now we're still working on the archive part. You'll be able to hear on Blog Talk. You'll be able to listen to the show on Saturdays. It'll be a compilation of the shows from the past week, and you'll kind of get little clips. So y'all be on the lookout for that. We have a lot of things going down. But as far as everything else, man, just week crazy Super Bowl parties, Super Bowl week, just everything going on. Between next Thursday, Diddy, I will be doing his landing party. I guess that's why I call it my case, the touchdown party, and just kind of getting in the city, getting it right at the main street event center on Main Street, downtown. But of course, y'all go check that out. And then on that Saturday, I'll be over there at back of the Main Street event center again, and that'll be where Rick Ross and Nicki Minaj will be hosting. So y'all please support. Check them out. If you want to get tickets, go to DallasFirst.com You do it quick because y'all know how it is. If you were here for All Star, which is about this is last year around this time, you know how crazy it gets. So definitely make sure you get in when you fit in ASAP. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go. Got you on the phone line. We're going to bring it on. Appreciate got in here. All right, caller from the 808, you're on Life at Dusk Live. With your boy, CJ, what's good? What's good, man?
Nook, man.
Now, what's up, Nook? What's good?
What's good, man?
Nothing much, man. I'm glad to have you on, man. You know, it's been a while, long time coming, man. Very long time coming.
You grinding. I mean,
so, can you hear me pretty good, man?
Yeah. A little low, okay. But I got you.
All right, double checking. Okay. All right, first off, man, we got to start from the top. Man, this was the reason why you're on the show anyway, but this is just an added reason that's kind of give you accolades. Like, we did a poll back, and for those of y'all who are new to the show or whatnot, or you were asleep and dormant during the time it was going on. You had a poll going on here on Life of the Dust Live Radio. And what we did was we had 12 artists, 12 artists, 12 songs. We had people vote for about, I want to say about two weeks straight. And it wasn't an easy battle. It was going back and forth. A couple of artists that were fighting back and forth for the first place spot, and the victor, man, ended up being my boy Nick, man, and that was for his song "Get Lifted." So most definitely, man, I just want to, and yet again, I just want to congratulate you on that again because I know it's like
appreciate that.
Man,
appreciate the opportunity to even be on your show.
Almost definitely. All right, hold on. All right, so we come right back after this quick little drop. We'll be back on. We'll be talking to my boy Nick. So hold on, y'all. A message from my girl Elizabeth Langham.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Elizabeth Langham. And whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk Live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. My man, Fetty J.
All right. Back in the building. All right, so, look, man, I'm going to start from the top, man. Kind of let everyone know how you actually got started in the industry.
I got started rapping back in, like, high school, like, doing cyphers and battles in the lunchroom. You know, the old school, like, beating on the table, getting somebody to beatbox. I've been hooked ever since then. I didn't really take it serious until I linked up with the other artists that's in Hall of Fame Gang. First and foremost, shout out Hall of Fame Gang, Jet Set, Fly Boys, OMG Entertainment. Once I linked up with King Gav, which Get Lifted is King Gav's song, I'm just on it because that's the title song for his mixtape. I'm just on it, and I banged with the song so heavy, I just had to push it. So once I linked up with King Gav and Joey Bucks, which is the third co-founding member of Hall of Fame Gang, that's when I started taking it serious, and we've been rapping together ever since like 1999. So it's been some rough times and some trials and tribulations, but we've stuck together ever since then, and we slowly starting to get a fan base.
Was definitely, man. Y'all fan base, man, definitely support. They were getting after, man. I saw, man, you know, you put the link out there and some tell people to vote for you, and they were getting after it. They were like, no, we got to see a win. And that's definitely very good, you know, for an artist when they can see their fan base when they go out there for them and come in numbers.
Right.
And I think it's good, too, because with that whole poll thing, too, it was more than just about who was in what place or whatnot. They also gave y'all a chance to kind of share each other's fan bases too, which is great. And that's what I was trying to tell people this was all about, man. Like, some people are so greedy thinking that, you know, well, I ain't gonna do no network or nobody, I ain't gonna do this, and it's like, and it comes back after them, man. And I think, you know, was that even the people that, you know, some people voted for other people, they also got a chance to hear your stuff too, and others as well. And that, like I said, that helps build each other's fan base, and that's what it's all about anyway.
Yeah, shout out to all the other artists that was in the competition. Like Seti said, it was a close battle. I heard a lot of good songs, a lot of the artists I would like to collab with. So if you want to collab with me, hit me up, hofgmusic@gmail.com. Send me tracks, I write my verse, record it, and send it back to you. I'm looking to collab. The whole Hall of Fame gang is looking to collab. It's about reaching out. And, I mean, we support you, you can support us.
Telling
you, there's no hate, nowhere, no shape, no way, no form.
Right. I mean, you probably have had people, you know, probably hate on you and go, oh, man, who is this dude, think he is, coming out of nowhere rapping? You know, it's always going to be people that do that hate off the top, and that's just what it is, man. You know, you just got to be positive and stay past it. But let's go ahead and go into the point of two things. First off, how did you come to the name Hall of Fame Game?
All right. Hall of Fame Game started off of Twitter, actually. I changed my name from Tokyo Nook on Twitter to Hall of Fame Nook. And I had one of my homegirls, she created a trendy topic and put Hall of Fame Game. And I was like, I like that. So I started running with it for, like, Xbox Live to like, have a clan, HOFG, and my brother started banging with it, King Ass, and it just became a movement. So, I mean, everything's a classic. That's the reason why we run with Hall of Fame Gang. Everybody that's in the Hall of Fame, either the top performer and the best at their ability, well, we the best at this. We might not be known, but we the best at this so far. And many people topping it. So everything's a classic when we do it. So everything is going to be MVP static.
And that leads to our next question, because how's the name Tokyo Nook come about?
A lot of smoking. you heard the song Get Lifted, so you know what I'm about, the whole slanted, kinky eyes. That's where the Tokyo came from. Nook. I've been called Nook since I was knee high to a grasshopper. So, I mean, I just put them two together. Tokyo Nook.
That's clever. I was like, maybe like he like anime or he like. That's clever. I think that's like because you keep those slanted eyes. Okay, that's pretty good. I always like people come over like clever things like that, because it's like, hey, now it's making me think, like, hey, that's really good now. Oh, man. Well, definitely, man, and it's crazy, too, man. It's really getting after it like that and really come up with deep meaning names and whatnot, but still trying to be yourself, because a lot of times some people come up with names that are, like, so far-fetched that means nothing, anything they do or anything they rap about anything is like, dang. But most definitely. First of all, let's go ahead before we play the track. Let's talk about Get Lifted, man. Because, I mean, of course, since it was the song of the year, we got to definitely understand what the mindset behind it was when you put it together. Kind of give us like when you were writing it and whatnot and going to the studio, how it was for you.
Actually, we created that song on the spot. No. Az had the beat, and he had his verse already. And once I heard it, I was like, I got to get on that. So he was like, all right, write a verse. So me, I like to write in isolation. So took the beat, put it in my phone, and, like, went and wrote my verse. I wrote three verses, actually, to that song. And the verse that's on the song, the last verse, is me. And that's what you got. So we was not even lifted at the time when we recorded that song. So it probably was like I was wanting to get lifted, and we just didn't have any medication at the time. So it just became a catchphrase. Everybody, if you get lifted, and you know what I mean, get lifted with me. We got more songs coming, not like it, but somewhat close.
And like when I heard it, man, it was like it was first a beat. The beat gets you right off the bag. It's like boom, boom, boom. And it's like I tell you, like, it's, you want stuff to be simple, but sometimes you want to have a little bit, especially like a person like me that has background in music and play a lot of instruments. I like to hear different instruments incorporated. And it was like, okay, okay. It sounded like the producer took time to actually make the song.
Yeah. See, with us, we don't like, it should be 90% artist, 10% beat. I mean, the beat shouldn't have to carry the artist through the song. So we find beats that you can nod your head to, but you still got to listen to the artist at the same time. Like, I'm not just going to dance to the beat. I got to hear what he's saying. Like, because, like, real hip-hop, you listen to the artist. I mean, you didn't just nod your head to Rakim. You didn't just nod your head to the beats by on Big Daddy Kane songs. You listened to what they were actually saying. Now, no offense to Down South rappers. I got love for them, too. If you want to collab, just email me and I'll kill your track. But, I mean, No Hands. Only thing they know on No Hands is the hook. You probably couldn't even tell me Flocka verse or Roscoe verse. You just know the hook and the beat. And that's all people listen to is the hook and the beat.
Wale's part
of the best
one, man. I just think Wale.
Shout out to Wale.
I was like,
Wale,
what?
Wale verse went off. He went off on his verse. But, I mean, the beat and the hook shouldn't just be the song. It should be the overall presentation. The beat, the verse, the metaphors within the verse, the complex similes within the verse, on top of the hook and the beat should just be, like, something to maintain rhythm to.
Right, and the thing is, what y'all saying yourself is not over the, like, it's not over everybody's head. Like, some people, they get it mixed up when they say, man, a person has, like, deep lyrics. Like, they think that they automatically put this label that, okay, that means that their lyrics are going to be too far beyond my understanding. And that does not necessarily mean that. That just means you're well put out and sound like you put passion into what you wrote. Let's go ahead and listen and get lifted, man, because that's definitely, well, that's that song, man. I don't even smoke it, that song make you, it just make you sound like you feel like you don't smoke. So here y'all go, man, this is Get Lifted, and then we'll talk about another track on here later, too, From the Heart. We're talking about that one, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, so here we go, yo. All I want to do is get lifted.
Hey, put it in the hand.
Yes, we only smoke the baddest, and our touch is all the baddest, even when we smoke the cat. I'm gone. Don't fuck with all the drones. Only heaven view, so it's Jedi versus clones. Yeah, you know we prone to getting all this gold. Smoke a couple beats up on my plant and then it's old. Whoa.
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddie J on The Dusk Spot.
Oh, man, what's up? Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. To Life After Dusk Live, your boy Ceddie J, man. And shout out to my boy, Nook. And Hall of Fame game, man, just really doing some big things. I mean, get lifted, man. Tell me, it's like I feel like I'm like if I was like real calm now, really calm. Oh man, but most definitely, man. Like I said, that song right there, man, just and I hear that the cello or the bass in the back, the string bass in the background too on there. It's like, hey, they're taking me back to my old roots, man.
That's one of those ones you can't roll a blunt to that. You gotta roll that in white paper.
You gotta get like a big old newspaper. You gotta get like a big old newspaper and do it. You gotta be the size of a big old newspaper. Oh man, most definitely, man. Okay, so I'm gonna say we got something else on live. Let's go ahead and be nosy and find out. All right, caller, you on? I'm not quite sure where Eric called, but you on Life at Dusk Live? What's up?
What's up?
Who is this?
This is your boy Stevie Mac of Stevie Mac Radio. Stevie Mac Radio.
What's up, Stevie? Y'all, that's my boy Stevie, y'all. He comes on every Monday and Thursday right directly after me. I'm glad to have him in the building, most definitely.
That's right. We're on Monday through Thursday. So we're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 6 p.m. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, Pacific Standard Time, baby. I just wanted to say, man, that song that you just played, that was off the chain. I was in here doing my laundry and listening to that song and just, like, doing it to the rhythm. You know what I'm saying? I had to get butt naked after that song.
Oh, Lord. No.
Get lifted, boy. I got lifted in more ways than one.
Oh, man, Stevie. That's the worst. Oh, man. I see. And when you said, would you put on your chocolate chip dancing uniform, man?
And when no, I got butt naked. That's a whole different uniform.
Oh,
I mean, That song is real mellow, man. You know, it gives you a natural high. That's the kind of music we need these days, man. It ain't talking about no crazy-ish. It's talking about something mellow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's all I was saying. Like even, you know, people would take it and go, man, yeah, but I got to get high. It's like, it does. It is one of those songs, like, you feel, like, naturally high off it. It's like... Right. Dang.
Like I said, I was
doing like that. I feel like I just like, I'm like.
I was able to do my household chores listening to that. You know what I'm saying? Some music, you get, you want to go fight somebody. You listen to him.
You want to take chairs and start, and like you're on WWE, hitting people with chairs and tables.
Yeah, yeah. And what it says is that that's a positive vibe you're sending out there. You know, you make a person want to get creative.
Right.
That's important.
Well, definitely, man. It's just most definitely was like what y'all doing over there, man. Is definitely something that a lot of people, you know, need to start lifting themselves up and continue to do. Because I mean, I tell you, a lot of artists are really starting to go towards that realm and starting to really they realize you can make positive music that's really catchy still.
That's right.
Like, you know, that's the thing. A lot of people have. Because, like I told you before, there's some positive songs that are corny as heck. I'll tell you in a second. There's some really corny ones. It'd be like, okay, it's like, dang, man, I got to make this kind of music to be positive. It gives up that vibe, and so it scares away people to make positive music. So, as I said, just continue doing what y'all doing, man. Y'all really making some moves. And, Steve, I'll go ahead and let everyone, because, you know, you do come on directly after me, let everyone know how they can catch your show.
Well, I normally come on after you when you're on at 5. You're on early in the day right now. I'm surprised. Here in L.A., it's 3 o'clock. It's 3:41 right now.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm thinking like it normally is. Oh, OMG.
Yeah,
yeah, but actually, he normally comes on directly after my show, but today you'll be on here a couple hours from now, actually.
Right, and you didn't have a chat room open for this show.
Yeah, it was being, Blog Talk was being, you know, attitudinal with me today.
Well, you know, technology will happen, man. But Stevie Mac Radio can be found right here. My name on the show is Comedian Stevie Mac, M-A-C-K. You can go to steviemac.com, steviemac.com. And on there is my Stevie Mac Radio, Stevie Mac TV. And it's got everything over there. Pimps and Suburbia, stand-up comedy, Stevie Mac at Night, which is a CNN-style news parody show, and my tour schedule. All that's over there and available for you. Listening live and in the archive. We got about 376 shows in the archives for your listening edification. And they're all off the chain hilarious. We just had the Shy Lights. We had Switch. We got the Ohio players on this week interviewing people. And Ceddie J is a regular contributor to the show. And I got to give it up for Ceddie J's Life After Dust. You've been working hard at this, man. I'm very proud of you. Improving and steadily moving and grooving here and on Twitter and Facebook and all the social media, which is important because this is where 70% of the people live on these computers these days and handheld devices. Next thing that's going to be popular is the tablets, like the iPad was the first one to come out big time. But a lot of people are going to start moving toward those tablets because you're going to be getting your newspaper on there, watching TV on there and everything because it's just a bigger screen than a phone. So a lot of people are going to be moving toward tablets. We're going to see a transition to that. But what we're doing is transitioning and positioning ourselves to be dominant in that field, whether it's a handheld device or a tablet or a TV, because, you know, web and TV has been married. Things are happening now where people are going to be able to go on their TV and click on and hear and see your show live, just like they do with the music choice and all that other stuff. So, hey, Stevie Mac is here to stay, baby.
No, definitely, man. I don't got the sound, but I got to say it for you. Whoop, whoop to the whoop, whoop, yeah.
Give it a big whoop, whoop to the whoop, whoop.
Oh, man, it was definitely, man. Just, definitely, do you have any, do you want to ask him any questions, man? Ask Mr. Nook any questions?
Well, I just tuned in a little bit late into the show, so I'm not familiar with the guests. I just came on and heard his music and was like really enthralled with it and said, I like what I'm hearing. Let me go ahead and do my laundry.
Hey, that's a good thing, too, man. It's always good when you can hear something that helps you get things done.
Yeah, man. Well, I do have a question. Nook, when you're producing your music and whatnot, what platforms are you using? Are you using Pro Tools or using Logic? How are you producing your tracks?
A lot of Pro Tools, MPC 1000, keyboard that has over 50,000 sounds in it. Just,
wow.
We use anything that's available to us. if we got beatbox into a microphone and just loop it, that's what's going to happen.
That's what's up, man. And you find out you create a lot of different I was watching this guy who creates sound effects for the motion picture industry for special effects and stuff, and he went out with his recorder, and he was beating on, like, telephone pole wires and stuff, getting different types of sounds. You never know where that sound effect is going to come from. That's important for people to know that you can rely on unconventional methods to get your sound. If you're walking down the street and you kick a bottle and it makes a sound you like, get your recorder out and kick it again. And record that.
There was one sound I like too. I think it was on a site, you know, that people can't go that's under 18. And I heard, so I had to record that one.
That's a sound. You can put that in.
Oh, man. Okay. So, look, I have a question for you, man, most definitely. Some more. As far as, like, this is, like, everyone's hardest one, man. This is, like, the hardest one for people. If you had to pick the top five artists, dead or alive, no particular order, who would you pick?
Five artists, dead or alive, no particular order. First of all, Pac and Biggie. I consider them one artist because both of their music goes hand in hand. You can't have Biggie without listening to Pac music. You can't listen to Pac music without listening to Biggie. So I had to go Biggie, Pac. Big L, first, Big L is nice. He died before his time, but Big L, Jay, on the spot, Nas, and most people ain't gonna agree with this, but I gotta go Eminem. That fool was lyrical.
Oh man, dude, that's one of the top ones. Him. Is Jay Z one of the top ones on here?
Yeah.
A lot of people agree if you actually on them. And Nas. Nas is another one a lot of people say too. As far as people that's alive.
Yeah, I'd have to throw my hat in the ring on that one and say Rakim of Airbnb.
Yes.
Rakim. And
yes,
believe it or not, Immortal Technique be slaying him, man. Immortal Technique is dope.
I think that people, there's some artists over in from the North Carolina area named Little Brother. I mean, they're highly slept on. Like, their music is, like, the samples they use, their lyricism, and how catchy it is. And, I mean, they're really trying to get a lot of respect now, especially now they did stuff with Little Wayne and stuff. It really got them out there real big. So, the first Little Wayne used a beat they did, and people are like, dang, man, where that beat come from? And they found out it was some Little Brother track, and everybody started listening to that. And then they did a track with each other. Lil Wayne got on the track with them, so that was pretty hot.
Now we got to do the top worst MCs. Top of the list would be 50 Tyson.
Oh, God.
Hold on. You can't even hit 50 Tyson. He got Down syndrome. So for him to have a disability and actually pursue rap as a career, I don't think it's wise to pursue as a career. But I can salute him for, like, trying to overcome his disability and rapping.
Well, you know what? The thing is, a lot of these rappers are retarded and they just don't show as much as 50 Tysons. You just wouldn't know it because they're hiding behind a posse. But, my hat's off to 50 Tysons for making himself popular. He's more popular than me. And he's got Down syndrome, so that says something. He's doing something right, huh?
And so I thought to another one. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Hey, how do you take that and make it a song? Okay.
Oh, hey, that one?
Yes.
They raping people up in here.
Another one. I forgot her name. T-Baby or something like that. She did that song. It's so cold in the deep. I was like, oh, my God. Every time I get that song going, I laugh the same way I did the first time I heard it.
Well, you know, I'm going to put out a little challenge. I'm doing a song right now called Slow and Stupid, And I just want to see how far it can go. And I'm not really putting any effort into it either. I'm just like, I'm going to do a rap song called Slow and Stupid and see just what happens. It'll probably go double platinum.
Oh, man. Okay. I got my next question for you, man. Was definitely, all right, this is a tough one, too, and I've heard the funniest ones answer to this question. What would you say was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you, Nick?
Embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me?
Yes, that's the most embarrassing. And I've heard everything on here.
I'm not embarrassed right now. I can't even think of anything.
He thought of something. He just didn't want to say it.
Yeah, I just thought of something. Back in high school, I mean, I didn't really pay attention in class. I used to use my English class as nap time, basically. So fell asleep in the textbook, and I guess I was in a deep sleep, and I started to lean, and I ended up falling out the chair. Now, I can fall out the chair and, like, easily get up, but I knocked over the desk, knocked over, like, two other chairs.
Wow.
Textbook down. Yeah, I hit the floor heavy. And I didn't wake up until the teacher came over there and tapped me. So that was an embarrassing moment. About 35 kids in the class and you pass out in the chair.
Wait a minute, look, did you fell all over and was still asleep?
Still asleep.
Wow. It's so like the one. What is that?
I was in
the
coma.
Deuce Bigelow, man.
Like a narcoleptic coma.
Yes, dude.
You must have been sipping on that scissor.
I was in a purple coma, and then I was limping at the time. So.
That's funny.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
That is embarrassing.
Okay, I'll put that in my top 10 now. That's my top 10. Oh, man, that's been the top 10 for 2011 already. Because in 2010, too, because I heard some funny ones last year. that one is not high, but I feel like this, let you know how embarrassing some things I've heard here. It's not high in the top 10. It's up there, but it ain't high. Like it's like probably number 6.
Well, what's a high one? Sadie, give us one that you heard that was high.
Yeah,
man. So okay, I forget which artist said it. They said they were when they were younger, they were doing a show, and they were all hyped behind like, "Man, I got to get ready to do this show. Get ready to do this show. Man, I can't do this show." And they would get ready to do the show. And they got to the stage, they peed on themselves.
Oh! That's embarrassing.
I was like, dang. Yeah, that's the most embarrassing one.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yourself in public? Yeah.
On stage, not just
on the stage, too. Okay,
with the lights on you and everything.
On the stage. They got the light on the puddle of urine and stuff. I mean, come on, man. Too much.
I mean, but you know, first of all, how do you get that much piss out without stopping and going, and you know what I'm saying, leaving, going, hey, I got to pee, I got to get off stage. If a little piss squirt out, I can see. Where you're like, oh, wait, and you suck it back in, right? But if you just start pissing and don't stop, something wrong with that person. I'm going to just stand here and piss on myself all the way until it's drained.
I'm going to get ready. I'm going
to finish this piss.
You know what? Okay, hold on. Maybe one of R. Kelly's girls was there. You was peeing on her.
That's funny. That's funny, man. I'll tell you something embarrassing happened to me one time. I was sitting on the front porch, and it was a low porch, like almost level with the sidewalk, only like 5 feet to the sidewalk, so everybody could see your face and everything. And I was talking to people as they passed, like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? And they weren't, like, really responding to me. And then, you know what, I thought about having, like, this African outfit, and the pants, like pajama pants and the top, and I felt a draft. And I looked down, man, my whole sack was hanging out. And I was like,
wow.
Like, no wonder people aren't speaking to me. Bait and tackle hanging out, man. Yeah.
They're like, hey, buddy, are you having a hard day?
Yeah, twig and berries. Everything was out there, man.
Oh, man. He was having a hard day more ways than one.
But no, it wasn't hard. It was like hanging, you know, everything just hanging down. Like I was trying to lure somebody in or something. I wasn't. It was just like, I was high as hell. This was back in the 90s.
Hey,
I was about as high as he was when he fell out that chair.
he was the purple coma, the infamous purple coma.
Purple coma.
Yeah. He was, all I got to do is get lifted. He looked down and said, hold on, hold on, put your pants up. Put your pants up.
Mm-hmm. At least when he fell out, his stuff wasn't hanging out.
I mean, most definitely, man. It's been a crazy show today, man. Look, I have fun with you, man. Oh, by the way, too, y'all, I get to see Nooks. Yesterday I get to see Nooks Call of Duty. Skills yesterday too. So that was actually interesting.
Yeah.
And
that
he was getting upset. I know they get so. Y'all playing Call of Duty, man. Y'all know people get real racist. They get real racist, and then especially you start beating them, they find out you black. They finna start calling you all kind of niggas this, niggas that. I'm like, dang, why got me all that? So yeah, it was. I was definitely impressed by your skills, most definitely. But yeah, everybody knows. I think if they control and I put that headset on, oh yeah, I'm gonna talk some trash if somebody takes me there. Most definitely, man. Go ahead and let everyone know as far as how to hit you up, man.
Man, you can hit me on Twitter at @NookWeTrust. You can find me on Facebook, same thing, and Nook We Trust. You can find me on the Hall of Fame Gang fan page on Facebook. Is Hall of Fame Gang, parentheses, HOFG. On YouTube, Hall of Fame Gang TV, Tokyo Nook Network. I'm all over the place. I'm all over the internet. My blog spot, when the Kush is gone, .blogspot.com. Yeah, I'm all over the place. I'm not hard to find. You can email me at hofgmusic@gmail.com. If you want to collab, just send me the beat. One of the Hall of Fame gang members and get back to it.
Well, definitely, man. And Stevie, man, as usual, man, I'm glad to have you through. You know, of course, I'm going to be through there tonight. And what you got going on today, man? I know it's Thursday, so something special happens every Thursday.
Well, tonight we'll have a Thursday night rant with me and the entire cast of Stevie Mac at Night, Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and Reverend Allen. We'll all be talking about the State of the Union address that just went down with the president and Brother Malcolm's report.
All right. There you go, man. Right, and that's later on, man. Y'all can adjust your time schedules at 6 p.m. On the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
And that's,
9 p.m. on the East Coast.
8 p.m. Yeah, 9 p.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah,
8 p.m.
Central Time. 8 p.m. in Texas. And Central
and if you're
time.
In a mountain somewhere, in the mountain area, you know, that's 7. So there you go.
Mountain Standard Time, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's blogtalkradio.com/comedian Stevie Mac. Be right here on Getting Down. What to Get Down?
And, man, y'all make sure y'all know, if y'all can see before, if you're in the Dallas-Fort area tonight, y'all know I'll be over at Bar Rio on the night. Yelling at people, no, not yelling at them, but, you know, just kind of getting, in the crowd, hype and whatnot. And my boy P-Buck is over here working like crazy. Is he'll be on the ones and twos, and this is definitely gonna be going down, man, as it usually does. And then of course Super Bowl weekend next week. Super Bowl weekend, and we'll be next Thursday the party, the Diddy party, and then on next Saturday be the party with Nicki Minaj and Rick Ross. So definitely come out, support it. Main Street, that's the Main Street Event Center. So definitely come out to them. All right, so that leaves me after, make sure y'all check out everything that goes on with Life of the Dusk and the artists and whatnot. Nicki is on there as well. And y'all can even find the Stephen Mack link. You go on there, you can find the Stephen Mack link right there on the tabs. Go there, you'll see a thing that says Comedian Stevie Mack. Click it, and it'll take you straight to his website.
That's what's
up. And that leaves me one more thing, man. Everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. And y'all tune into another episode of Life at the Dusk Live, your boy Teddy J. And let's go ahead and roll out with my boy Nooks and Hall of Fame games from the heart.
Yeah.
This one right here, it's coming from the heart. Real shit. Got a tall cup of keep it real up in my glass, and marijuana rellos preventing me from spazzing. I gotta keep it moving, homie, why waste time? Nothing lasts forever, heard that through the grapevine. Tunnel vision, I walk towards the light. If you feel it deep inside, then it's probably worth the fight. Life is like a sheet of ice, pay attention, don't slip. Take your time, do it right, stay focused, hold grip. Don't trip, cause I promise, somebody's always watching you, following your every move, trying to take a spot from you. Opened up my mind more as I got older. Man, I swear sometimes feel like the world is on my shoulders, but I stay strong. They throwing rocks, I'm throwing boulders, fighting to the grave. Word to mommy, I'm a soldier. Yeah, they say they real, but I know that they posers. Putting into fake, I'm the definition of closure. I just need exposure, I know I'ma get it though. Ask around, I'm one of the sickest in my city, yo. Do it for Caleb, baby, baby, cause you my heart. Feels like I lost my best friend whenever we apart. New bird, hillside, got some people's boots, Jamaican. Niggas told me slow down, you're moving too fast. But this marijuana smoke helped me escape my past. Then my man Boot got killed and that set me back. Before they hit up Jamaica and left his ass flat. I wanted to ride, but Max said fall back. So I'm glad I didn't, I thank you for that. I'm not kidding, I'm spitting, man, this is real shit. When shit get tough, niggas will jump shit. And you gotta watch your back and never trust a bitch, cause that's the same shit that made Nicki Barnes snitch. I'm Joey Buck, my nigga, I always keep it real. Spittin' something that all real niggas can feel. Shots out to all the real niggas in the jail. Couldn't get a job, so they lookin' by the scale. How you gon' be mad at a nigga just for doing him? And got set up by the bitch who was screwing him. Shit go down like that sometimes, you gotta learn your lesson. Granddad type, I'm higher than George Jetson. I'm not a fraud, my nigga, I'm so authentic. Killing this hip-hop that I wouldn't finish. Yeah, all the fun game. Just a my boy, going to anybody, okay? Stand on my 2 feet, try not to sleep. Thinking about situations that got too deep. Sleeping for dreams, so I'm sleeping for nothing. Cause all my dreams seem to be filled with corruption. The guns and the fighting, the lies and backbiting. I guess you can't rain without some lightning. There's pain in life, life brings pain. So I'm starting to think they one and the same thing. Here I go, I'm standing strong. The devil trying to slay me, but I'm not no pawn. I'm a king like Martin Luther, with the life of poor ass attempt at a good nerd. All things done and dogs soon come to light. Dread the moment that the sun rises on my night.